better by Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, RKO's brand new comedian Wally Brown, and
is there anyone finer than
Dinah Shore?
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other girlies cannot steal. When the flirty, flirty gals with their flirty, flirty pals will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, he will be waiting. He'll be the truest pal in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own. Never be a lonesome gal.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll to call my own. You'll be the truest pal in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than I would never be. I hate to be a lonesome gal.
Thank you, and hi there, everybody. This is Dinah. Welcome to you.
Is this the Dinah Shore program?
It certainly is.
Special delivery package for Dinah Shore.
What's in it?
I don't know, but it's more fragile.
Well, bring it in.
Okay, Joe, let it fly.
Wonder what was in it.
Holy smoke, where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Help me open it.
Yeah. Hey, what's that?
Well, it's that man from RKO 7 Days Ashore, Wally Brown.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, my goodness. Harry, give him air.
Yeah. Check my oil and water, too.
Wally, how in the world did you ever get wrapped as a Christmas package?
Well, I was walking through an department store and my foot slipped and boom, before I knew it, I was done up as a Christmas gift and I was weighed, sorted, zoned, and stamped this end up.
Were you sitting?
On what? I was stamped on the wrong end. I mean, you couldn't have...
Wally, how'd you ever get to my house?
Well, the driver left me here and ran. Nobody else in the block would accept me.
How long were you in that package?
In the package? Well, let's see. I was bought on the 10th. What's the date today?
The 16th.
The 16th. Mm. 16th. Yeah. I'm a day late. I got a notice from the government.
What department?
No, Treasury Department. They wanted me to report on the 15th my fiscal.
Oh.
Well, don't worry, Wally. It'll only cost you the usual 20%. Years.
Oh, don't say that, Harry. I like paying taxes. Well, last year, after I paid my taxes, I was the happiest man in the world. Until the Novocaine wore off.
Oh, well, maybe they'll forgive you just this once. Now, as long as you boys promise to help me wrap these Christmas gifts, let's get started on these.
Hey, that's a pretty fancy green and yellow wrapping paper.
It's not wrapping paper. It's a shirt for Bing Crosby.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, it sure goes well with my Christmas tree. And what a time I had getting that tree, Dinah.
Well, where did you get it, Wally?
Well, I finally went out in the woods, Harry, and cut one down.
Oh.
But I was embarrassed when it turned out to be a camouflaged soldier.
Well, what did you do with him?
I put him in my living room. He'll just be AWL until after Christmas.
Oh, well, won't he mind?
Why should he? He'd be lit up over the holidays.
With his gift. Hand me that doll over there.
Oh, gee, she's cute, isn't she? When you bend it, does it say Mama?
No, it says Bang Bang. It's the pistol packing Mama doll.
I see what you mean.
Come on, let's let's go to work.
Yeah, come on, Wally. Listen, doesn't it make you ashamed not to have any holiday spirit?
Ashamed? It makes me thirsty.
Oh, Wally, I thought you were the type who spends an old-fashioned Christmas at home.
Well, I do. I spend it with old Granddad.
Yeah, the old boy doesn't get around much anymore.
No, he doesn't, Harry.
Now, fellas, let's get on with this wrapping. Hey, how do you like this handsome pair of bookends?
Oh, they're swell. Who are they for?
Cornelio to Skinner.
Well, that takes care of Cornelia and Skinner, but what about Otis?
Well, Otis is in the middle. He gets the book.
Oh, I see.
Now, look, we need a system around here. I'll be the sorter, and Harry will be the wrapper, and Wally, you be the boxer.
The boxer. Oh, boxing. That's my specialty. Hmm? You know, I was once in the ring.
No.
Sure, I was known as Horizontal Brown. I was out there. I fought like a... I couldn't wait to get at the... I was in the... My manager had to keep me all the... He was in the... They finally had to drag me out of the dressing room and make me fight. I was...
Wait, just a minute, Wally. You were a fighter?
Was I a fighter? I mean, was I a fighter? Oh, I'll never forget the night I fought Maxie.
Bear?
Yeah, it was too cold. I had a... I had the most beautiful trunks. I used to lock myself in them before every fight. I didn't want to... But I'll never forget my first fight. I came out of that corner and I hit him with a... Then I landed a right with a... He was flatter than a... He couldn't even... There was nobody to count. I knocked out the referee.
Hey, was your family interested in sports?
Were they? Everybody in my family was an athlete. My brother was a baseball player. Then his eyes went bad, so they made him an umpire. He was a great guy. But fighting is really in my blood. Why, the night I fought one round Hogan, I needed a transfusion. It was wonderful. What a fight. There we were, dancing around in the center of the ring. Gee, how that guy could dance. I love him. We went 10 rounds together. When it came to the 11th round, I said, this one's on me. And it was. Boy, was I mad. For the first time, I saw Red. I said, hiya, Red. How do you like the fight? Just then, I dropped my, they had to call timeout while I put him on again. You couldn't... It was embarrassing. Then I saw an opening, but they wouldn't let me out. The crowd was going mad. Everybody was on their feet. It was wonderful. Everybody was on their feet except me. People were screaming. The announcer even said it looked like he was sitting up there with the... And the ringside, they were all set. Some of them had the... But they wouldn't throw it because I was blocking. There I was. I was in there and I was blocking. I was spinning and I was weaving. If the thing had lasted another round, I could have finished that sweater. Then I landed. I landed one haymaker. One round, Hogan was down in the 12th round. The crowd was cheering and whistling. The referee was counting. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
15?
15.
Wally, what were those 5 extra counts for?
Yeah, how come the referee didn't stop at 10?
Well, the fight was on Sunday, and Hogan was getting time and a half. You think he was crazy?
No.
Wally. And now, Harry, have you got the time?
Well, just time enough, thank you, Dinah. Time enough to remind everyone that one of the beauties of Bird's Eye Quick Frozen Foods is that they bring you out-of-season treats all year round. Delicious Bird's Eye Farm Fresh Fruits, for example. And here's one grand springtime treat that's available in plenty right now, Bird's Eye Quick Frozen Rhubarb. Rhubarb that comes to you as tender and farm fresh as though you'd just taken it from your own garden. It's all trimmed, cleaned, cut into 1-inch pieces, then immediately quick frozen so all its refreshing springtime flavor is held in for you. And it comes to you all ready to cook and serve, all ready for a wonderful breakfast fruit, a grand dessert, or a juicy, succulent pie. Bird's Eye Rhubarb is a great point bargain, too. Only 6 green points for the big 14-ounce package. So why not plan on this swell springtime dish for supper tomorrow or Saturday night? You'll find a rhubarb pie particularly good if you're serving Bird's Eye baked beans for the main course. So get some tomorrow, and for the better buy, be sure you ask for Bird's Eye, and be sure you get Bird's Eye. Bird's Eye Quick Frozen Rhubarb.
When a girl's only 5, memories at Christmas don't mean a thing. And next to Dad, her burning love is for Santa with his red wagons and fuzzy panda dolls. Being 25 this Christmas is a lot different for the girl whose love goes out through an Army post office number. The memories cut deeply into her heart, so maybe she can find the first date in a song like this. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my
still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well.
Take you to New York for our regular visit with our old friends William and Mary, played by Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young. As we join them this evening in their living room, we find Willie just returning from a game of golf, presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
Hello, Willie, dear. How was your game of golf?
Golf was all right, but I'm not.
Why, darling, what's the matter?
I got the most awful case of hiccups.
Oh, is that all?
Well, we weren't allowed, but I've had them for over an hour.
Put your mind on something else.
How can I? I'm being constantly reminded.
What gave them to you?
Mary, what an idiotic question. How does anyone know what gives anybody hiccups?
I can think of one thing that does.
Well, you're wrong. I stopped at the 18th hole and came straight home. Anyway, the question isn't what gave them to me. It's how to get rid of them.
Oh, they'll pass away.
They will, or I shall. Can't you think of some remedy?
Maybe you need to be frightened. Boo. Bang, bang. I could try firing your revolver.
And doubt if that would help even if you pointed it at me.
My love, if I pointed it at you, you'd be quite safe.
Oh, Mary, don't banter. This is serious. I'm growing momentarily weaker.
Drink some water.
I've already drunk so much I'm waterlogged.
Poor lamb, you really are badly off. Let me think. If only we were near a swimming pool.
I've already consumed 5 glasses. Would you like me to toss down a swimming pool, too?
No, I've heard somewhere that holding your breath underwater does something to you.
Probably gives you the bend. That disease sand hogs get.
Sand hogs? I thought you called them groundhogs. They only come out in February.
Mary, have you ever suffered from a protracted case of hiccups?
I guess so. I wonder why you call them hiccups when they're spelled hiccoughs.
Mary, this is no time for taking an academic. Quite possible I may die.
Oh, darling, you won't die.
What if they don't stop?
You'll just get weaker and weaker till you lose consciousness, and then they'll let up.
That's a blithe picture. Apparently you just don't care.
Oh, baby, I do. I'm really very concerned, dear.
Then think of something.
Let me see. Oh, I know. Hold your breath and put your thumbs together.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Only don't put them together.
But you just said...
Never mind what I said. What I meant was see how close together you can get them without touching.
I need my reading glasses for this.
Shh. Concentrate on your thumbs. Don't breathe. That's it. Closer. Closer. But don't let them touch. Keep on not breathing. That's the idea. You're getting nicely purple in the face now. You can hold your breath a little longer. Imagine you're a beautiful South Sea Island pearl diver, all bronzed and naked. My, wouldn't that be lovely? Maybe you'd better stop now. That's enough. Willie, breathe. Your eyes are bulging. What's the matter? Are you stuck? Are you all right, Will?
I feel like a tire that's just had a blowout. Wait a second. By gosh, I do believe that did it.
They're gone?
I'm not sure. Yes, by George, they're gone.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Oh, Come on now, Will. You're doing this on purpose.
That's as intelligent as accusing someone of being struck by lightning.
Maybe I'd better call a doctor.
No, they might have stopped before he got here.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it?
I feel so foolish.
I remember one other remedy. Drink water out of the wrong side of the glass.
Well, you can't turn a glass inside out.
No, but you can yourself. Here, you lean over the far edge. Take this glass and lean further and further over until...
You land on your head, thus knocking yourself completely unconscious.
Well, of course, that would do it. But the idea is this. You're drinking up instead of down. Go ahead and drink.
Well, water doesn't flow uphill.
No, but you can swallow uphill. Keep on, darling. It's the same principle as the salmon leaping upstream.
Maybe I've got a salmon loose in me.
Go on, dear. You've really got me worried now. That's it. Will, pour the water into your mouth, not onto the carpet. There. Stand up. Now, you see? That's cured them,
yes.
Hasn't it?
Yes. Isn't it?
Oh, Willie, darling, this is really awful. Wait a moment. You know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I remember reading something in an old almanac.
What was it? Advice on planting buckwheat?
No, it was a cure for hiccups. You put a paper bag on your head.
Oh, come on now, Miss.
No, that's really true. You put a paper bag down over your head and pull it tight around your chin.
Mary, that's a receipt for cooking kippered herring.
Also for curing hiccups. Anyway, it's worth trying. Look, here's my paper shopping bag. Put it on.
No, Mary, I feel imbecile. Well,
what do you care? Just slip it on.
Oh, really, darling?
Oh, come on now. It's not going to hurt. Just the right size for you, like a diver's helmet. I'll fasten it securely around your neck with this cord.
I can't breathe.
That's good. You're not supposed to breathe. Now walk up and down.
Hello, Emmy. Oh, who's that?
It's your father.
Well, what's he doing walking around with a paper bag on his head?
He's just walking around with a paper bag on his head.
Get me out of here. I can't breathe. Mary, I'm tired of this thing. Take it off my head.
Have you both lost your mind?
Take this off me, someone. I'm straining.
Help him get it off, Emmy. I can't.
Of all the humiliating things to do to a man in front of my own daughter. Well, stop laughing.
I'm sorry, Willie, but you don't know how funny you look.
Deliberately making a clown of me.
Oh, dearie, I was only trying to help. And it did the trick, didn't it?
What trick?
You're cured, aren't you?
Hmm? Perhaps I am.
Well, of all the silly things to do over a case of hiccup. Heavens! Now I've got them. They must be catching.
Oh, Emmy, don't be ridiculous. You're just doing that on purpose. If hiccups were catching, I'd have them. Heavens, I have.
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
If old Mr. North winds are knocking on your storm windows and whistling at you through that space beneath the front door, you and I have got a date down south, a date with an old gentleman named W.C. Handy, that handyman of the blues. Meeting place, Memphis. Vacation, a go at those Memphis blues. Honey, I've been down to Memphis town, where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime. I had the grandest time. I went out dancing with a Tennessee dear. A fella there named Handy had a band you should hear. While those people swayed, man, they really played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy calls a Memphis blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. Oh, Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. And when you hear that tune, listen to the trombones croon. Oh, it sounds just like a sing-along revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, me why
you know, that was lovely.
Oh, lovely. Sure was, Dinah. You know, I wish I'd studied music when I was in school.
Yeah, you went to school, Wally Brown?
Yes, I went to school, Harry Vonzell.
Oh.
I certainly did. I matriculated. How'd they get that? I was sure most likely to, and they meant it. I mean, they couldn't. You had a... What did you take, Dinah?
I took English and got a B.A. degree.
Sure. I took chemistry. I got a B.S. degree.
I took money and I get the third degree.
Oh, Wally, come on, be sensible.
Yeah, you know, kids, I even taught school for a short while.
You know. You taught school? That I gotta see.
Well, all right, that you will see. That you will see. The class, when I teach school, I say class.
Oh, certainly.
The class will now come to order.
You have to be classy.
Yes, sure. Today I shall give a lecture.
Oh, Wally, I love to hear teacher lecture. He brings things home to me that I've never seen before.
Yeah, so does my laundry. You should see the stuff.
Quiet, please. Now, my lecture today, children, is on a new and different kind of food.
Oh.
Bird's eye oven baked beans.
What? Beans?
Yes, what beans?
Oh.
Bird's eye oven baked beans are completely different from any other beans you ever tasted. They're baked New England style in real brick ovens with pork and molasses.
Oh, gee, it sounds
you
good.
Said it. Then all their simmering old fashioned goodness is sealed in by quick freezing until you're ready to eat them. And all you have to do to cook bird's eye beans is to remove them from the package. Take off the wrapper and heat them up.
You mean take the wrapper off the frozen beans?
Right.
Strip the wrapper.
That's right.
I mean, it's kind of a strip freeze. You couldn't, you see what I mean?
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
I knew I'd say something like that.
And did you know, Class. Did you know, Class, that delicious bird's eye oven baked beans make a grand meat substitute?
Oh.
They're nutritious, high in protein, and they'll be your favorite dish.
Well, mine's Dorothy L'Amour.
What did you say, Mr. Brown?
I said, L'Amour. The more I eat bird's eye baked beans, the more I like them.
Naturally, that's what I thought you said.
Yes.
And they're a real ration point value, too. Only 2 green points for the full pound package.
Only 2 points? Why, that's silly. That's nonsense. That's almost pointless. That's lovely.
Well, that's my point.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. And in summing up, may I suggest you try Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans?
Yes.
They're entirely and deliciously different from other quick frozen brands, different from the kind you make at home, different from any other baked beans that you've been in the habit of buying.
Harry, you mean they're different?
Exactly.
Oh.
So try some tomorrow. Ask for Bird's Eye Baked Beans. Be sure you get Bird's Eye. Now, Mr. Brown, did you learn anything at all from my lecture?
Oh, yes, Professor Varsey. You were so good, you inspired me to verse.
No. Well, go ahead and read it.
The point that you made was not missed. Of your lecture, I now have the gist. For better beans, better buy beans baked by bird's eye.
Very good, son. Class dismissed.
Thank you
very much.
It's no secret that love is not all serenity and peace. Love is sometimes like the old Apaches, it goes on the warpath. But fortunately, most of the battles are sham battles. There's a skirmish or two, and the warring lovers retire to their respective camps, and then she issues an ultimatum like this. Love me or leave me, and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing, but night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want to love, but I don't want to borrow, to have for today, and to give back tomorrow for my
nobody else.
Freezes a lot of swell stuff, and it'll keep practically forever. And incidentally, we've got a little stuff on ice ourselves to keep for you until next Thursday. Some old songs that keep fresh forever, and some new ones that we're cooking up especially for you. So, like the girl said when she looked lovingly at her last pair of nylons, I hope you'll still be with me next week. This is Dinah saying thanks and good night.
Frozen foods you want, better buy Bird's Eye, the better buy for flavor, farm freshness, and quality. Despite wartime conditions, despite limited selection, Bird's Eye fruit, vegetables, meat, fish, and poultry are still of the highest quality. Still the same choice, delicious, nourishing frosted foods you've always bought under the Bird's Eye label. Guaranteed the finest quick frozen food you've ever tasted, or your money back. So always look for the name Bird's Eye on the package. Bird's Eye foods are high in quality, low in ration points, garden fresh in flavor. So next time, better buy Bird's Eye. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Wally Brown, Robert Emma Dolan and his orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers. So goodbye till next week. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.